You're listening to SBS News.
In 2020, scammers took advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic to prey on unsuspecting people during the health crisis. A record $851 million was taken from Australians last year. That's according to a new report released on Monday from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Deputy Chair Delia Rickard says scammers, unfortunately, have a trick in mind for everyone.
Different scams appeal to different groups. So you've got older people over 65 who lose the most money, and they tend to fall for things like investment scams, romance scams, remote access scams. Younger people are more likely to be a victim of an online shopping scam, a cryptocurrency scam, and they are particularly effective at linking their stories to topical events. So the pandemic suited scammers right down to the ground, unfortunately.
The ACCC report used data from ScamWatch, Report Cyber, other government agencies, 10 banks and financial intermediaries. It was based on more than 444,000 reports. Experts like Delia Rickard are warning the tactics being used to deceive victims are becoming increasingly sophisticated.
The scammers wanted to get your personal information so they could, you know, try to get early access, your early access to super rights or to access benefits or to commit all sorts of other fraud. They did an incredible job of impersonating the government, and because people were expecting to hear from the government at this time, it didn't seem strange to be hearing from scammers. Just like during the bushfires earlier in the year, there are a range of charity scams where people appeared to be looking to help genuine victims but weren't.
Investment scams topped the list with $328 million lost, more than a third of total losses. Romance scams came in next, with Lonely Hearts losing $131 million. Director of the University of New South Wales Institute for Cybersecurity, Professor Monica Whitty, says her research has focused on the reasons why women are more likely to get pulled into romance scams.
Older women, especially middle-aged women and older, were more likely to give money. There's a lot of mythology about that, that people who are romance scammers are more likely to be, you know, the lonely type. If you compare people who are looking for a romance online and those who are scammed versus not scammed, there's no correlation. So it's about the fact that they're more affluent, so therefore and more likely to give money, so therefore more likely to be targeted.
Other people were swindled by payment redirection scams, resulting in $128 million in losses. Professor Whitty says the number of scams is also on the rise.
And the reason why is that we're not seeing people to validate our, you know, questions. And when you're in a pandemic and you're working from home and you're not allowed to see anyone, then you can't actually do the things you ought to do, and that is check the validity of that person that you're meeting. Hence, during a pandemic, when you're working at home and you're not seeing other individuals, I think we've got a world of people who are far more vulnerable to scams. And when it first started, we were predicting romance scams are going to go off the chart again.
The ACCC's Ms. Rickard says even though the vast majority of scams come from overseas, there's a few local ones too.
We do have some homegrown scammers, and one of the pleasing things about 2020 is a lot more resources went into scam prevention and catching the scammers themselves. So there were multiple arrests last year involving the AFP, State and Territory Police, ASIC. So we do have some local ones, unfortunately.
The average financial loss to a scam was over $7,600. Ms. Rickard is urging Australians not to respond to requests for their private details over the phone or email without verifying the source first.
The basic rule has to be that if somebody contacts you out of the blue by phone, by email, by SMS, no matter who they say they are or pretend to be, do not give them your personal information, particularly financial information. Don't give them money. And don't give them remote access to your computer. And if you think for any reason they might be legitimate, still hang up, press delete, go and find an independently Google search or something, the contact details for the organisation, and call and check.
It's believed that because many people didn't tell the watchdog when they had fallen victim to a scammer, the real losses may have been even higher. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.